I want to talk some more still about this idea of the kishkush. So what have we seen so far? We saw the Rashba's Mahalakim in the Gemara, at least the way I think the Rashba's saying, that the Gemara had a shayla about kishkush of Biznova, kishkush Yisera, particularly the Gemara had a shayla about kishkush Yisera, the Rashba's the Gemara understands the shayla about kishkush Yisera. Do I know, is it Mishun, is it not Mishun, is it Karen, is it Regal? So the bottom line, what the Gemara says is that it's an axiom that the behemah has a right to walk in Rishus Rab. And it's an axiom that the Bailam not Mechuyev to walk behind the behemah the whole time. So the behemah can walk in Rishus Rab freely, it has a right of way to walk in Rishus Rab. And the Bailam, the Torah wasn't the Chai of the Bailam to walk behind it. And therefore, Rimanoshach. Those things that the behemah is likely to do, does normally, Akkorachachim must have Rishus to do. Actually, I don't have a lot of trouble with this concept of Rishus. I don't know why the Elohim had so much trouble with it. Rishus means it's part of the behemah's right of way. The Torah said the behemah is a right of way in Rishus Rabbim. So what does that include? It includes all the things that the behemah does normally. If the behemah is a right of way in Rishus Rabbim, then there's a right of way to walk Rishus Rabbim and to walk the way it normally walks. And all of that is included, whatever is included in Urchet. That's what the behemah has a right of way to do. And therefore the Nizik has no tefil, like the Rosh is by Kefetzis, that the Nizik has no business putting his peris in the Rishus Rabbim. And he knows that the behemah is going to, that behemahs walk through, behemahs have a right of way. Rishus Rabbim is made that behemahs have a right of way, and if they have a right of way, they walk and they trample and they eat and they do all the things that it's urcha for behemah to do. That's all included in the right of way. And the Nizik has to be Nizik. The Nizik can't come now with the taina. Why did you let your behemah step on my peris? So those things that the behemah normally does and could be expected to do, akochach, they're included in the right of way of the behemah. The behemah has the rishus to do it. That's what the Rambam says. And I think the lashon of the Ravid also in that kof, the Ravid says that the Baal HaPeres left his stuff in rishus Rabbim. He was maksed himself because the behemahs have a right to walk there. Those things that the behemah is not normally expected to do, things that are mishunah for the behemah to do. So those things, the behemah doesn't have a right to do them, but the Bailam still doesn't have to walk behind the behemah because the behemah is mishumeres from doing those things. So mimadashach, the Bailam, we know the Bailam doesn't have to walk behind the behemah. We know the behemah has a right of way to walk in Rishus Rabbim. Those things that the behemah could be expected to do, akochach, must have a right of way to do. Those things that the behemah is not expected to do, so does not have a right of way to do. Doesn't have the right of way. Doesn't have rishus to do them. But the Baalim don't have to guard them because it's Beches Kashim, what matter, we don't expect it to happen because we don't expect the behemah to do it. So that's why, A, the behemah doesn't have rishus to do it, and B, the Baalim don't have to guard against it because it's Mishum Beres Ve'emedes, it's Beches Kashim Rekaimi. But those things are ready, the Torah gave a knas. So that's how the Rashi brings the Gemara, and with that the Gemara was Mechir, the Shailah of Kishkush Yisera. Because since it's a Dovah Poshut of Kishkush Yisera, even though it's Ksas Mishunah, but it's not Mishum Beres, it's Beches Kashim Rekaimo. So it must be that it's automatically included. If it's not included in those things that the behemah is mashumer from doing, and we know the behemah don't have to follow the behemah around, then akochach it must be included in the other category, the things that the behemah is not mashumer from doing. But since the behemah has a right to walk freely unattended in Rishus Rabbim, the behemah must have a right to do them. Bekitzer, the behemah has a right to walk around unattended in Rishus Rabbim. So what does that entail? So all the things that it's mashumer, that it's beches kashimur, doesn't entail it as a right to do them, but it's not going to do them. Those things that it's not beches kashimur from, if it has a right to walk unattended in Rishus Rabbim, that means those are included in the right of walk to behemah. That's how the Rashba learns up shat in the sukkah. Yeah. Then we saw the Ravid. The Ravid is a different lashon. The Ravid says that the Ravid says also that kishkush yisera is mishunah. The Ravid said that the Gemara was poshut is that since kishkush muat is urche, since the regular kishkush, the regular kishkush is urche, so my havilei lemevid mi kishkush yisera. So you can't come with tainus in the Bible about the kishkush yisera, because since the kishkush muat was urche, so in the kishkush yisera my havilei lemevid. That's what the Ravid said. So the Pshuta, it sounds like the Ravid is saying that since Kishkush Muat is Urchei, So in the Kishkish Yisrael, he's honest. Since he can't get hold on to the tail altogether and not allow him to kashkish at all. But the Torah said kishkish, but kishkish mut is ruchay. So he's not going to hold, doesn't have to hold on to the tail for kishkish mut. So if he's not holding on to the tail for kishkish mut, then to hold on to the tail for kishkish meruba is impossible. You can't do one without the other. So since kishkish mut is ruchay, you can't prevent kishkish mut. I mean, he's not obligated anyway. He's not obligated to prevent kishkish mut because it's ruchay. So he's an onus in kishkish yaseya. That's what the words of the Ravid sound like. So the Ravid is very shver. Number one, the sword itself is very shver. What does that mean? Because he can't prevent kishkish mu'ud, so he's not obligated to prevent kishkish meruba. If kishkish meruba is an issue and it might happen, then let him hold on to the zon of a knot. And so the behemoth won't be makashkish of kishkish mu'ud. Kishkish mu'ud is a psachiv. The behemoth has some kind of right to be makashkish of kishkish mu'ud. Some mitzvah here that he did. Yeah, if there was only kishkish mu'ud in the world, then we wouldn't require him to hold on to the zonav. But now that the behemoth sometimes has a kishkish meruba, then he should hold on to the zonav and not allowed to be mekashkish at all. It's like a fellow says that, you know, he has bad brakes. So once in a while his brakes give out. Most of the time his brakes are good, but every now and then the brakes give out. So he's driving around and his brakes give out and he crashes and he totals somebody's car. So he'll come to him and say, "Oh, Mahavali Lemevit, what can I do? You know, most of the time my brakes are good, so you want me not to drive? So how do I know when the brakes are going to give out? If you have brakes that sometimes give out, then you have no right to drive around with your brakes at all. You have no right to be driving around at all. So if the behemoth sometimes does a kishkish meruba, and a kishkish meruba is something that could be mazik, so and it doesn't have a right to do, so in a chram, you should hold on to the tail, no different than carrot. That's problem number one. Problem number two. If the Rishon says, the Rishon saying is far that my havel lemevet, that you're an onus in the kishkish yaseir, since you're not walking behind it to worry about the things that are urchei, so you're an onus in the things that are not urchei, so then say the same thing by Karen, my havel lemevet, I didn't have to follow my behemoth around because shem regel is urchei, and my havel lemevet once in a while it's menageh. And if you're saying, oh, it's a separate category. Just because you're not following, just because you're not washing the feet, but maybe you have to wash the horns. So then, why not say the same thing with the tail? In the first place, what do the Gemara need the whole thing? Kishkish Seir is urcha, therefore he's honest from Kishkish Seir. Why not say, just because I guess that's what the Rabbi does mean. I mean, if we're going to go with this mahal, he's saying, Mele kishkush, so the kishkush mut is urchei, so you become an onus on the kishkush yaseir. But the keren is mashuna totally. So you're not onus on the keren, because the keren, the whole thing is mashuna, so the keren you should be holding on to. But the zonav, since some of it is urchei, so you're onus on the rest. Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. We're not as far as that. If some of it's not urchei, you should be mnizir from the kishkush mashuna, the kishkush hamashuna, the kishkush yaseir hamashuna, that's like the equivalent of keren. So for that, you should be nizir. And hold on to the zonah. So it won't be makashkish to kishkish gurkhe. So what? Then Rav Nochum had another kasha in the Rav. He remains with the kasha. He understands also that my havel lemevet is some kind, apparently Rav Nochum understood also, it's like some kind of anus. Can't be mechayim, even though it's not really urkhe. Really, it's not urkhe. Kishkish is not urkhe. Only kishkish muat is urkhe. Kishkish Yisayir Be'emes is Meshunah. Mehevel Emevet. So he has like a Ptur. He's an honest. Mehevel Emevet from the Kishkish Yisayir. So, says Anochem, the Ravid, right away, the Ravid begins the Sugyo, when the Gemara asks about what's the name of Kishkush, so the Ravid begins by saying that the Shail is the Gabi of Shusarabim and the Gabi of Chatzinezik and Ezek Shalom. Those are, both aspects are in play over here. If it's regal, then it's part of Shusarabim, but for Shusayokhan, it's Ezek Shalom. If it's Karen, it's Chayav Pshus Rabim, but Pshus Yoch, it'll be Chatzin Nezer. So we're asking about both Shailas. The Ravis is clear. We're asking about both Halachas. And the Maskon of the Gemara, presumably, if the Gemara's Maskon is that it's Regal, that it's Urchei, So presumably Gemara means for both things, that it's potter b'shus ha'ravim like regel, but b'shus ha'yochid it's nezek shalom like regel. If it's regel, it's pituach. So b'shus, if both things were part of the bayah, like who asked the rabbi to make both things part of the bayah? Presumably the rabbi learned that both things are part of the bayah, and that's what we're being pashut, that it's regel l'chol dovar. Back to nochum bishnam al rabbi b'shus ha'ravim. So you could say, well, b'shus ha'ravim really it's mishuna, but my havel l'nevet so he's onus so he's chayet so he's potter b'shus ha'ravim. But in Rosh Hashanah, he's chayiv anyway. He's not honest. Rosh Hashanah has no business being Rosh Hashanah, but he's certainly chayiv. Even regular chayiv Rosh Hashanah. And there, the only silence is in Mishunah or is it not Mishunah. If it's Mishunah, it's Karen and it's Chatzin Nezek. And if it's not Mishunah, it's regular and it's Nezek Shalom. So what should it be? It's Mishunah. It should be Chatzin Nezek. It doesn't sound that way. The Ravid says the bay was for both. If the bay was for both, and the Gemara was patient that it's regular, because her, that means the Gemara was patient that it's regular for both things. It's regal gabi that it's potter b'shus rabim, and it's regal gabi b'shus anizik. It's nezik shalom. Why is it nezik shalom? It's mishunah. Kishkish yisera is mishunah. Kishkish yisera should only be chatzin nezik. Lagabi here, lagabi chatzin nezik and nezik shalom. What difference does it make? May have a little mevet. I'm not coming remains with tzarachim. Why is it tmiya nayro in the rabbi? The rabbi, from this kash especially, it's muchach. That when the rabbi says my havel lemevet, he doesn't mean stam v'desoynus. I mean, my havel lemevet is a reason why we consider it to be regal, but that needs a hesbet. So I want to suggest pshat in the rabbi. And the Svara itself is reminiscent of what we already saw in Rashi. Regel is Urche, and Urche is Potter. The definition of Regel is Urche. And Lefi the Ravid, the way the Ravid presents the Gemara is not even explaining to me why Urche is Potter B'Shus Rav. The same way Rashi didn't explain to me why Urche is Potter B'Shus Rav. That's a given, that Urche is Potter B'Shus Rav. Regel is Potter B'Shus Rav. The Torah said that Regel is Potter B'Shus Rav. Maybe it's exerced a kosov. Even if it's not exerced a kosov, maybe it's like a svar that regal is uchay, it has rishus to do, it has the right of way, like we saw in the Rambam and the Rashba. Rabbi might agree to that, but that's not the subject of the sugya. We don't need that to understand the sugya. What we need to understand the sugya is, just like in all of Avakama, when we ever say that regal is part of Shusarab, we don't have to give a time of the cup. So in this Gemara also, we don't have to give a time of the cup. The Rashba has to give a time of the cook because he's explaining why Kishkish Yisayir, that's the hechus that Kishkish Yisayir is regal, because the whole reason for regal is because you don't have to look behind it, so Mele has it right away, and unless it's Meshumim, unless it's Beches Kashimur, and Kishkish is not Beches Kashimur, and so on and so on, the people come. But the Rashba doesn't have any of that. Regal is Potter B'Shus Rabba, we don't need to explain it here anymore than we need to explain it everywhere else. It could be that, this is maybe it's Potter because it has Rishus to go. But Loyal Zen Adon. Regal is Potter because it's Urche. Definition of regal is Urche. But Urche means, this Nekudah Rashi, we saw Rashi also. Regel means Halicha Keurcha. Regel means that the Behema is Potter when it's Mahaleches Kedarka and it's Mazik. Regel with Hashem. But it has to be Halicha Kedarka. Something might be very normal for a Behema to do, but if it's not something that it does normally as part of its Halicha, then that's not relevant to Regel. It has to be something that it does as part of its halicha. Which actually in Svara, if we understand it as a right away, then that makes a lot of sense. I don't know that we need that, but it makes a lot of sense. Torah patted the behemah as it goes kedarka v'shusaradim. It has a right to go kedarka v'shusaradim. So anything that's under the heading of halicha kedarka, the behemah is potter for doing. Things that have nothing to do with halicha kedarka, the behemah, we don't make a taste of Torah patted. So now the shaila is kishkush part of the halicha kedarka? So kishkish mu'ud, which is natural for the behema to do, is a vada part of halicha kedarka. The behema normally is mekashkish, mekashkeshes. So as it walks through the shusarabim, vada, it's normal for the behema to be mekashkeshes, kishkish mu'ud. Vada, that's part of the halicha kedarka. But what about kishkish meruba? Kishkish meruba is mishunah. And the Ravid doesn't even say that it's mishunah ksas. It's very likely to feel the Ravid that it's mishunah lagamit. Mamish Mishun. But the behemoth is doing it while it's going and while it's walking Kedar. It's not like Karen that is taking a detour to. Well, no, we'll see why Karen's not. We'll see Karen really should do the same thing. But the behemoth is doing it while it's walking Kedar. So that's the Safa Gemara. On the one hand, the behemoth is doing the Dover Mishunah. The Etzim Kishk Shisher is the Dover Mishunah. On the other hand, it's doing it while it's doing the Halicha Kedak. So do I say, since the Kishk is itself mitzad Atzma is Mishunah, so maybe it's called Mishunah and it's Karen. Or do I say, but since it's doing it as part of its Halicha Kedak, so maybe it's included in the Halicha Kedak? Yeah. We don't need it, but if we say also that Halicha Kedarka, the idea behind Regal is that it's a right of way, the Behemoth is a right to walk in Shusharabim, so I could understand that too. The Behemoth is a right to walk in Shusharabim, so anything that it does while it's walking in Shusharabim should be is included in the right of way. No, we don't need that. Rakapanim, the Gemara, that's the suffix. Do I say the Kishkush Mitzara Asma is Mishunah, but on the other hand, it's doing it while it's being Mahalechas Kedarka? So maybe it. Maybe it's included in the Halicha Kedarka. Maybe it's included in the Ptur of Regal. So Gemara answers, Yichir Chzenev is Nova V'Elech. Yichir Chzenev is Nova V'Elech means that since the Bailam don't have a way or don't have a reasonable way to prevent this might, the behemoth doing this might, such Mishunah while it's going Kedarka. So Mela, that it becomes part of the Halicha Kedarka. Anything that the behemoth is doing while it's being Malechas Kedarka, and the Baal don't have a way to prevent the behemoth from doing it while it's being Malechas Kedarka, becomes part of the Halicha Kedarka. That's similar to the way Rashi also understood it, the Chizenev is not V'Yelech. That the Chizenev is not V'Yelech is it puts it into the Halicha Kedarka. But in the Raiva, there's a Tesefis that it does it. Or at least the Gemara L'Chatchila thinks that it does it even for a kishkush that's Mishunah. Even a kishkush Mishunah, since the Bailam can't prevent the behemoth from doing this Maisa Mishunah while it's being Malechas Kedarka, so it goes into the Halicha Kedarka and he's potter as if it's part of the Halicha Kedarka. Back to Gemara, so Karen too. So every Karen think that. Yeah, the Maisa Negicha by itself is a Maisa Mishunah, but the Behemoth was Minagachas as it was being Malachas Kedarka. Why do I say the same thing? That every Karen should be part of the Halicha Kedarka and it should be Regal. That's the Gemara's Kasha, Yichizenev Karna V'Yelech. The same way you're telling me that the Kishkush is part of Halicha Kedarka because the Baalim can't stop the Behemoth as it's being Malachas Kedarka from being Mikashkeshes. So say the same thing about Karen, since the Baalim can't stop the Behemoth as it's being Malachas Kedarka from being Negeach, so that should also be part of the Halicha Kedarka. That's obviously absurd. Karen is chayav. So my answer is, hay urche, hay lav urche. So Ivan learns means, Karen is totally mishunah. Kishkush, the kishkush mu'at is not mishunah. Only the kishkush yisair is mishunah. Since the kishkush mu'at is urche, the kishkush yisair is my havelil merit. So my hay, what does all that mean? So what it means the following. By Karen, since the whole Karen is Mishunah, so there the Bailim have the ability, not only the ability, Bailim have the, what's the right word to use? They have the ability to prevent the Maisa Mishunah, even as the Behem is Malachas Kedar, because they could be Oichiz Bekana. The Bailam could be like his Bekarna. They should be like his Bekarna, therefore. And they will, in other words, the Behemoth could be Mahalechas Kedarka, and the Bailam could still prevent it from being Minagachas. And therefore, we can look at it that the Halicha Kedarka is without Negicha, and the Negicha is something separate from the Halicha Kedarka. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Kishkush, this Kishkush Hamuot is part of the Halicha Kedarka. Since the Kishkush Hamuot is part of the Kishkush Hamuot is part of the Halicha Kedarka, the Bailim cannot prevent the Kishkush Meruba, the Kishkush Yisera, without also stopping the Kishkush Muot. Therefore, since the Kishkush Muot is part of the Halicha Kedarka, Kishkishmud is part of Alichut Hadar. Since the Bailim cannot prevent the Kishkish Yisera without infringing on the Halicha Kedarka, so therefore the Kishkish Yisera becomes also part of Halicha Kedarka.
Why don't we say that by also the case of Rabbiata, he kicks with his leg. Right. So there it's the case of Mishuna, but we're not going to make him stop from kicking with his leg. It's the normal way the animal walks with his leg, so we're not going to make him hold on to the leg.
It's a good question. I don't know. Good question. But I think Chan and I was joining.
Okay, so you can't kick Kishkush
Yisera
without infringing on Kishkush
Moab. Right. So here's the point. So originally we thought, my question originally was, he's an onus. He's not an onus. So let him hold on to the tail. So the behemoth won't do Kishkush Moab. So what? So big deal. So the behemoth won't do Kishkush Moab. The answer is, my Havel Mevid doesn't mean he's an onus. It has nothing to do with onus. We're not claiming that he's an onus from the Kishkush Yisera. If I'm not an onus, he can hold on to the tail. What we're saying is that the Kishkush Yisera is also part of Alicha Kedarka. The Torah said Alicha Kedarka is perfect. What goes into Alicha Kedarka? Those things that the Alicha Kedarka entails. Let me use that again. Those things that the Alicha Kedarka entails, they come themselves part of the Alicha Kedarka. The Kishkish Mu'at is part of the Alicha Kedarka. The Kishkish Mu'at, which is part of the Alicha Kedarka, is Behechrich also going to come bring in its wake some Kishkish Yisera. One can't be without the other. So not that he has no, not that he's an honest Nebuch, he's not honest, he could just say no to all Kishkish, he could just have no Kishkish allowed. Avadi could do that. But that's not the question. The question not is he honest or is he not honest. The question is, what do we label Halicha Kedarka, which the Behemah has a Rishus to do, or the Behemah is Potter, if the Behemah is Potter, if the Behemah does it. And what do we label something which is not part of Halicha Kedarka? So those things that we can separate, clearly delineate, we're not going to allow, the Baal can prevent the Maisa Mishuna and the Halicha Kedarka will go forward. So that we look at as being something separate from the Halicha Kedarka. So Negicha is something separate from the Halicha Kedarka. It doesn't become part of the Halicha Kedarka. But Kishkush Yisera is not separate from the Halicha Kedarka. Because you can't, there's no way to separate them. There's no way to draw a line and have, on one side of the line, because the Baal can't do that. My Havelina Mevet. So since the Kishkush Hamuat is part of the Urcha, it's part of the Halicha Kedarka, so Behechich, the Kishkush Yisera also becomes part of the Halicha Kedarka. And the Halicha Kedarka is part. Melech Maturitz of Nochmas Kasher, not just Maturitz of Nochmas Kasher, not just Maturitz, it doesn't start even. Nochem understood that the Rabbi was saying like an onus. Ma'avel el Mevet. Nochem, yes, fine. So Rishus Rabbi is honest, not chayev. But Rishus Yochid, he should be chayev nezik shol. You're telling me he should be only chayev chatzin nezik. You're telling me be'etzim is mishuna. But Rishus Rabbi is honest now. But fine. But what does that do with Rishus Yochid? What does that do with Rishus Yochid? There it's a child of, is it mishuna? It's chatzin nezik. Is it not mishuna? Then it's nezik shalom. The Rabbi is mashma that Kishkush Yisera, since we're machriya, that it's urchei, it's potter Rishus Rabbim, so Rishus Yochid is chayev nezik shalom keregel. If we were anyone about it like that. The hachra is not that he's an onus. My havel mevin mikish kisera doesn't mean he's an onus. My havel mevin mikish kisera means that since you can't separate the kishkish kisera from the kishkish muad, so mimela everything goes into halicha kedarka. If everything goes into halicha kedarka, then everything is regal mamish. Regal mamish is nezik shalom. That's copy of the right. What about the Rambam? I'm at the end of Perek Aleph. So the Rambam, Kishkish Shabbos Nova, Kishkish Rav Shein Darka Lases the Tomid. Vizika B'Shus Rabin, Eish Kishkish Shab, Vigitshilo B'Shus Rabin, that's the next Bayan the Gemara, Vizika Potem. In Tofas and Nizik, Goyve Chatz in Esik B'Mashe Tofas. Shazad Dara Sofakul, Em Eilu Terles Akeren, Shechayev Olev B'Shus Rabin, until this arrangle shall put the Lebishus Rabbin commission beyond. The Rambam passes that it's a bialish. Rabbi Chanan also passes the bialish. Not like the Rashi and the Rai, but they both said that the Gemara knew all along that we were asking about Kishkish Seir, and that's what we were being machriya. So Dover Rishon, the Fil Rambam, if it's a bialish, then you have to say that the Sfar Vikir Zenev is not a bialish. Was not said to solve the question of Kishkush Yisrael. Because again, this is, we're not solving the problem of Kishkush Yisrael. Because up till now, what we saw both in the Rashba and the Raibid, the Gemara Svarvich Yisrael was not Vayelot, but said specifically to be Peshut the Bayah of Kishkush Yisrael. Kishkush Yisrael is really not such a Urche. So we need to come out to extra Svars. This extra Svarvich Yisrael is not Vayelot. What it means according to the Rashba one way, what it means according to the Raibid the other way. And the Rashba means that it's a dove, it's an axiom that he doesn't have to be like Kivosat Torah to walk behind the behemoth, and since it's not Becheskashima Kaimi from Kishkish to say it must be that it has Rishus to do it. That's what we said in the Rashba. And the Rai with the Gemara's Teretz is, but since you can't prevent the Kishkish Yisera and the Kishkish Muat is Urche, so everything becomes part of the Alicha Kedarka. But that's all of those Shotim, both the Rashba's Pshat, the Rai's Pshat, they're all learning that the Chizenev is Nova V'Elech. When he answered, whoever it was, when he answered the Chizena was not V'yelech, he was addressing the question of Kishkush Yisera. He was asking about Kishkush Yisera, the Chizena was not V'yelech. And that's why, as the Ravid spells out, that's why he needed this fancy Svar. He couldn't just answer him, well, Kishkush Urchei, so you're Tzot Potter. Hazenu done it, maybe Kishkush Yisera is not Urchei. So you have to come out to these extra Svars of Chizena, Biznova V'yelech, Karashba Kedi Islei, La Ravid Kedi Islei. But according to the Rambam, when he said v'chir zeneb is not v'yelech, he wasn't talking about kishkush yisera. Kishkush yisera, that's haka by b'lishet. The Gemara doesn't address it till the end of the sukkah. When he said v'chir zeneb is not v'yelech, he was talking about regular kishkush. It was, he asked him regular kishkush, said v'chir zeneb is not v'yelech. And the Gemara said, yes, so that's really poshut. So what's the bayah altogether? The Gemara said, well, kishkush yisera mi boyle, and for kishkush yisera, we haka don't have an answer. So if that's the case, so then we need to understand, so then, hadri l'duchta l'raiva tzor. So why didn't he just tell him that it's Urchei? He didn't know he's asking about Kishkush Yisera. He thought he's asking about regular Kishkush. So regular Kishkush, what's the big deal? He should have said, Kishkush is Urchei, is Potter. And he would have said back, yeah, but what about Kishkush Yisera? What's this whole thing of Bechir Zeneb is not Avielch? I think in the Rambam, I have to say, I'll definitely say the Rashi, that regal is potter, regal, urche is potter, that means halicha k'urcha. Who says kishkes has anything to do with halicha k'urcha? I said, yeah, because for Chiyuv Zainab is not V'yelech. Since you can't be Eiches in the Zonov, we're not expected to be Eiches in the Zonov. So Halicha Ke'urcha includes Kishkush, but only the Kishkush Ke'urcha. It's not like the Raiva. The Raiva learns, you know, once the Kishkush Ke'urcha is part, once the Kishkush Mud is part of Halicha Kedarka, and you can't separate it, so everything becomes part of Halicha Kedarka, the Raiva has this fancy spark. That the Raiva doesn't have. Kishkush Seiru is still a bias open question. The question was the regular kishkush, the kishkush muat that's normal. But so no kishkush is normal, but who says that it has anything to do with halicha kedarka? Lots of things are normal, but they have nothing to do with halicha kedarka. What the Torah parted was regal b'shus harabim, because the Torah said that regal, like the Ram says, that the behemah has rishus to go kan v'kan, but there had behemah to trample as it walks and to eat as it walks. So the Torah gave Ram says beferish. The Torah gave rishus, the Torah of shen regal b'shus harabim. It's based on the fact that behemah has rishus to walk and do the things that it does as it to walk, and to do the things that it does kedarka as it walks. But only the things that it does kedarka as it walks. Who says kishkush has anything to do with walking? Maybe kishkush l'chud and walking l'chud. And therefore, and the mashal, if it would be reasonable for the bayim to walk behind the behemah holding onto the zonov, then we would say that kishkush has nothing to do with halicha. Halicha kedarka the Torah allowed. But that has nothing to do with kishkush, even though kishkush is perfectly normal. But kishkush has nothing to do with halicha. because a well-behaved animal has a servant behind it holding on to its tail. So that the kishkush, even though it's normal, but who says it goes anything into it doesn't go? Who says it goes into halachic kedaka? Zok the Gemara, no, then it was not a v'elach. Normal walking is without somebody holding on to your tail. So if the Torah said the behemoth is allowed to walk normally, that means it's allowed to walk normally without somebody holding on to its tail, and therefore the kishkush becomes part of the halicha, that is part of the halicha kedaka. What about Karens? Say the same thing about Karens and the Mersin. No, that's a Maisa Mishunah. A Maisa Mishunah is Be'etzin not part of the Halicha Kedaka. But a Maisa that's not Mishunah can become part of the Halicha Kedaka if one follows from the other. And then Kishkish Yisera Mibayli. What about Kishkish Yisera? Kishkish Yisera, if it's Mishunah, then it's like Karen. And it's not part of the Halicha Kedaka. It can't become part of the Halicha Kedaka if it's Mishunah Be'etzin. But Kishkish HaRogil, that's Be'etzim not a Maisa Mishunah. Since it's Be'etzim not a Maisa Mishunah, if it's something that's entailed by the behemoth walking normally, so it becomes part of Halicha Kedaka. That's more or less the way we learned in Rashi. I think in the Rambam, Lachari, you have to say something along the same lines. Nochem had a deacon in the Rambam. The Rambam talks about Rosh Hashanah. Since the Suffolk, if Kishkush Yisera is called Regal or Karen, so therefore Rosh Hashanah, you potter, but you toughest loy matkinim. Toughest chatzin ezek loy matkinim. What about Rosh Hashanah? What should be the Dimash Hashanah with Kishkush Yisera? What lechayer should be the din b'shus yach? Well, it's a suffix, right? It's a suffix if it's a regular karen. So what should be the din? What's the din of a suffix regular karen b'shus yach? Chatzin nezik, but give me typhus nezik shalom like we had by Yeshinu with Tzeres. Ram doesn't say that. Ram only brings the regular b'shus yach. Which is Rabbim is Potter, because maybe it's Regal, but he tofas chatzin ezek lemakinim, because maybe it's Karen. Why did the Rabbim say also the Nafkamina for Shus Yochad? Again, very similar to what he had by Yeshinu Lusabs. The Rabbim should also say that if it did Kishkish Yisera Bishus HaYochid, so then also it's a Sofik, if it's Sofik, if it's Karen or Regal, and if it's a Sofik, so it should be chatzin ezek, but you could be tofas nezek shol. Doesn't say such a thing, Rabbim. It's a deal. And that was a deal. It's Mashon Rambam with the dad already not. Nezik Sholem Mishus HaYochad, you can't be Tayfus. It's Chatzin Nezik. Mishus Rabbi might be Pod Lagamim. So that's the Sofer. But more than Chatzin Nezik, you're not going to have even Mishus HaYochad. That's not a deal Gomor. Maybe the Rambam, maybe Nechrami, that's also Sofer. The Rambam only brings the case in the Gemara. And you learned the case in the Gemara is talking about Rosh Hashanah, because Hoysa Mahaleches is Mashma Rosh Hashanah. Maybe. I don't know why it has to be Mashma, but maybe it's Mashma. But still, there is something here. There is a, you know, a possible deity. So what could be Taka the Pshat in the Rabbah? Maybe we'll give it to Oil and think about it a second. What could be Pshat in the Rabbah? If Kishkush is a... If Kishkush is Seira, how do you do the Rabbah again? In a minute. But if Kishkush is Seira is a Suffolk, whether it's Karen or Regal, so the same way there's an Afkamin Ilgabi Rosh Hashanah, and it's a Bayad Leishito. So the same way it's a Bayad Leishito in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're Potter, but you're Tophas Chatzin Ezek Leim Afkinim Inei. So it should be a Bayad Leishito in Rosh Hashanah as well. It should be Chatzin Ezek, be Tophas Ezek Shal, Leim Afkinim Inei.
In the Rosh Hashanah, it is normal for one to hold his animal. He has to watch his animal extra carefully, and now that he's already holding it, now you don't have that same Taina that you had before, so now it's not going to be Rebels.
I think the answer is with the hesped that I was just saying. I think we have a difference. In the Rishus HaRabim, Kishkish Yisera Mitzad Atzmoy is a Vada Maisa Mishunah. The Lashon of the Rambam is that way. The Lashon of the Rambam is Kishkish Biznova Kishkish Rav She'ein Dark Alasis Tomid. It's not a suffering if it's Dark Alasis Tomid. It's definitely Ein Dark Alasis Tomid. Kishkish Yisera Mitzad Atzmoy is a Maisa Mishunah. So why is there even a suffering that it should be called Regal? So the Gemara said, "V'chiyazena b'zava v'yelach." Said, "What does v'chiyazena b'zava v'yelach means?" It means that even though mitzvah atzmai kishkus is a ma'aseh mishuna, but since it does it as a part of a halicha kedarka, I'm sorry. No, I'm missing a bridge. I'm missing a step. The Rambam learns the Gemara that v'chiyach zeinu b'znov v'yelech was said on kishkus ha'arogel. That's what v'chiyach zeinu b'znov v'yelech, he said that it got be kishkus ha'arogel. It's a natural, even though kishkus ha'arogel is normal, but who says that it's part of the halicha kedarka? So I need to add v'chiyach zeinu b'znov v'yelech to make it part of the halicha kedarka. But kishkus shemua, kishkus shemaruba, that's taka bayo, that's a bayo d'liyashita, because that's already mishuna. But what's taka the bayo? Why is it even a suffix? If it's taka mishuna, so it should be like Karen. Karen's not a suffix. Like, why taka is kishkus shesera? So you could say that's the suffix. The suffix is it mishuna or is it not mishuna? That could be the bayo, just is it mishuna or is it not mishuna? The Lashon Ram, though, is not mashma that way. The Lashon Ram is, I mean, I don't know if it's muchach. Kishkus Rav Shein Darkel Asayse Tomei. It could be even the Ram is not such a terrible, such a great deacon in the Ram. It could be in the Ram on the suffix of Kishkus. Again, since the Ram is learning, Bichir Zenev is Nova Vielach is talking about Kishkus Muot, the regular Kishkus, because that's what the Gemara was addressing. The Kishkus said the Gemara doesn't really talk about because that's a Bayad Livshito. What the Gemara was addressing was the regular kishkush. Because it's from the regular kishkush that it becomes part of the halicha kedarka. But the kishkush is saying, oh, that's l'chara, could just be a shayla. Is it mu'ud? Is it mishun? Or is it not mishun? Kenzai. But maybe, it's talking not mukhuch in the Ram, but maybe you could say that the suffix by kishkush meruba was, al derech deraibet, that the kishkush mitzaratzmi is certainly mishun. But the suffix is kishkush meruba. Does kishkush meruba become part of the ma'isa alicha, part of the alicha kedarka? Kishkush harogel, how it becomes part of the alicha kedarka? The chizanim is not available. Karen, certainly not part of the alicha kedarka because it's a total ma'isa mishuna mitzaratzma. Kishkush meruba, do I say since it's mishuna, it's not part of the alicha kedarka? Or do I say since it's part of kishkush, and kishkush is part of alicha kedarka, so maybe kishkush meruba could also become part of alicha kedarka? I'm going out of limb. I don't need this up till now for Pshat and the Rambam, because the Rambam, Zenib's Nova, was only a story in Kishkush Harogel. I want to say that even by Kishkush Meruba, the Suffolk Gemara was not, is Kishkush Meruba Meshunah now? Kishkush Meruba is for sure Meshunah. The Suffolk was, does Zenib's Nova Vayelech work even for Kishkush Meruba? Al Derech Deraibet. That since in the Kishkush Muat is part of Alicha Kedarka, maybe even the Kishkush HaMeruba becomes part of the Alicha Kedarka. Yeah, that's speculative. I don't know that that's necessarily so. But if that would be so in the Rambam, so then we could say that the Rambam held that that's only negay b'shus harabim, because b'shus harabim halicha the ptur of regel is halicha kedarka. The regel is potter b'shus harabim because the Torah allowed a behema, like the Rambam said, yesh l'rishus. The Torah allowed a behema to be mahalach kedarka. So whatever goes into halicha kedarka has the ptur of b'shus harabim. So kishkush muad for sure goes into halicha kedarka. Kishkush meruba we're mesupik if it goes into halicha kedarka. In Rishus HaYochid, Halicha Kedarka is not a Yichus, because you don't have any business putting your behemoth in Rishus HaYochid altogether. So there's no special dispensation for Halicha Kedarka. So in Rishus HaYochid, I only care about one thing. Is this a Hezek that's Urchei? So then you should have expected it more than Yichai and Hezek Shalom. Is it a Hezek that's not so Urchei? Then you should have expected it less than the Tzchas Rachman Olei, or it's only a Knas. And then it's only Chatzin Hezek. So in Rishus HaYochid, I have no, makes mamish no difference whether it's part of Halicha Kedarka or not part of Halicha Kedarka. Rishus HaYochid, there's no ptur of Halicha Kedarka. Regel is Chayim Nezek Sholem, Rishus HaYochid. So we only care about one thing only. We only care about one thing. We care, is the Kishkush itself Mishunah or not Mishunah? That's not even a Sofik. Kishkush Meruba is Avada Mishunah. Avada is only Avada. Only Chayim Chatzin Nezek. So that's why the Rabbi Rishus HaYochid, Rami didn't remain a Sofik. It's Poshet that Kishkush Meruba is Mishunah. The suffix only the Gavi Yishus HaRabim, does the Kishkush Meruba go into the Halicha Kedarka or not? The Kishkush Muad for sure goes into the Halicha Kedarka in Chiyuz Enev Znova V'yelech. But the Kishkush HaMeruba, which Mitzad Atzmi is Meshunah, but still it can't maybe be separated out from the Kishkush, which is part of the Halicha Kedarka, like Mishon the Raivet Tzitz Tzvara. So maybe that was the suffix of the Gemara. Yeah, a little bit tired, because I have no strong reason to think the Ram learned anything like the Raivet. We didn't need it. But to answer Nochem's Kasha, maybe we could add this Esau. two more nekudas I want to add to the sugya. We had a problem. One nekuda, the other one I'm not sure. But one nekuda. This is a Tysus. Famous Tysus. And this is a base. Could be that with some of the ideas that we've been evolving, maybe we can be the Yashir, famously difficult Tysus. The Gemara, that's the Gemara we have, Machlekes Paganiska Mamoina or Paganiska Knos. Stam Sharam Beches Kishimu, Stam Sharam Lab Beches Kishimu Tanya. So the Gemara says the Maskon is Paganiska Knos. So after Gemara, it's Gemara to Zolom and Beis. The Hashtu the Amrit Paganiska Knos. Now that we pass him that Paganiska Knos, Hai Kalba, the Ochel Imri, Vishunra, the Ochla, Tarnagoilo, if a dog eats a sheep, or a cat eats a chicken, Mishunahu, Vule Magbinan Bibaba. It's Mishunah, so we're not going with Bibaba. Because we're not Danknosis Bibaba. So Poshup Shat Mingamara, many Mishunah learn. The Gemara is saying, now that Palganiska is Knosso, so now that Palganiska Knosso, so since Kalvadach Alimri is certainly Mishunah, so therefore we won't be Gavid Bebavah. But what about Lamandam Palganiska Mimlaina? So what we did in Lamandam Palganiska Mimlaina? It'll be Mammon, and we will be Gavid Bebavah. That's the Chara Pashup Shat Mimla. Taisa is a different Shat. Taisa says, Vahashadam and Palganiska Knosso. Taisa says, Nere, the Dafka Lamandam Palganiska Knosso. The opposite, the other extreme. Not that if it's mammon will be goyvit bebavel. The man domer palganiskim emayna kalba dochalimer is potu legamri. Because the mehei tesi, the meker lo yasya, the keren urchehu, the storm, the stam shorm lav beches kashimer kaimi veham mishunu the lav urcha, the lav urcha the kalba the mechel imri yavavi. Taisha says the man domer palganiskim emayna. A ma'ase mishunah is potel legamri, because keren is not mishunah. Sam shorim lab beches kashima kaimi. That means that keren is not mishunah. So if keren is not mishunah, then you can only learn out from keren things that are not mishunah. But things that are mishunah, like kalba dachalim, yataka potel legamri. Unbelievable tesis. The man do omer palganiske memoina. Keren is not mishunah. Number one. And number two, not only is Karen not Mishunah, but things that are Mishunah are potel gamri, because where are you going to learn that from? All the things that are chayav are not Mishunah. So the Chayim asked, the Mashal, already asked on Tosfos, it's Gevald. It's a Mishnah Mufureshes. Two Mishnahs. First of all, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishunah Karen, Bechotzer Anizik, Nezik Sholem Mishal. That's what Tarfon's Mishnah. Is that Mishnah? What? No, let me warn you. Lashon Mishnah. Mishnah Karen Bechatzar Nizik Nezik Shalom Mishal. Moreover, no, actually, it's not a lesson of Mishnah. It was a lesson of advice. It's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. But the Mashal is from a Mishnah of Fereshus. The Mishnah says on Pesachim of Beis, Hashem Ued is Lechel Aser Oila, Hareglem Ued is Lishma B'derech Hiluchu and so on. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, So that's Mishunah. If it wasn't Mishunah, it would be regular Shem. So why is it Chatzin Ezek? If Tosis is telling me, so Mishunah is Potel Gamri, so why is Ochluk Susukalim Chayav Chatzin Ezek? Maybe Tosis holds a Karen, Laman Dom, Apalagin Niskim Moina, Karen is not Mishunah. See, Stam Shom, Lad Beches Lishim Akaim, so it's like Karen is not Mishunah. Ochluk Susukalim is for sure Mishunah. That's the whole reason why it's not Shem. And it's Tosis Mishunah that it's Chayav Chatzin Ezek, so what's going on in Tosis? So Mashal says of Shad, that the man of Omer Palgan is Kimamayna, Karen is really not Mishunah at all. But it's Kavanosa Lahazik, and anything that's Kavanosa Lahazik becomes Karen, even if it's Mishunah. But things that are not Kavanosa Lahazik and are not Mishunah, then they don't become, and they're Mishunah apart to Lagamim. It's just a complicated shot. He says, the man of Omer Palgan is Kimamayna, the definition of Karen is not Mishunah. Faket. Karen is not Mishunah, it's Rogo. But it's Kavanos Lahazik. That's what defines Karen. It's Kavanos Lahazik. So anything that's Kavanos Lahazik, that's Karen. Doesn't matter even if it's Mishunah, but it's Karen Batsim. But things that are not Kavanos Lahazik, so they're not like Karen and being Kavanos Lahazik, and they're Mishunah, so they're Takapot Lagamit. Because they're not like Karen and being Kavanos Lahazik. And you can't learn them out from Karen, because Karen is not Mishunah, and these things are Mishunah. Yeah, it's very sharp shot. If Karen's not Mishunah at the end of the day, then what does it help if something else is Kavanos Lahazik? But it's a Mishunah too, it's still not like Karen. Karen is Kavanos Lahazik and it's not Mishunah. So if something is Mishunah, so what do I care? It's also Kavanos Lahazik. Very nice that it's Kavanos Lahazik, but it's not, but it's Mishunah. And Karen is not Mishunah. So Mehecha Taisa, you should learn that from Karen. Bekitsa, this is a very difficult Taisa. So what could we say? So I was thinking, in the light of what we've been working through in this sugya, especially in the Rashba, I thought we could say a Mahalach and Taisa. Because it comes out like this, it comes out that Mishunah does two things. On the one hand, Mishunah has the effect that it makes it that it's Beches Kashimur. Ramanda Mahalgan Sikrosa. It makes it it's Beches Kashimur. Let's start with Mandam Repalgan Sknosa. So if something is Mishunah, it becomes Becheskel Shimur Kaimo. The Bailim didn't have to expect it to happen. Becheskel Shimur. And really it should be Patel Gamri, but the Torah said a Knas. Kehecha de Linter, you should make an extra Shimur. But it makes it that it's Becheskel Shimur Kaimo. But there's another effect of something being Mishunah. And that is that in Maisa Mishunah, the Behemah doesn't have Rishus to do Bishus Rabbi. Whatever is Urche, the Behemah has Rishus to do Bishus Rabbi. That's the din of Shen Regal, that's the Ptur of Shen Regal Bishus Rabbi. The Behemah has a right of way to walk Bishus Rabbi and do Dvarim that are Urche. Dvarim that are Mishunim, the Behemah doesn't have a right to do the Bishus Rabbi. Those are the two. And we said it's two sides of the same coin because it's axiomatic, it doesn't have to walk as behind. He doesn't have to walk behind his behemoth. That's always an axiom. So how come you don't have to walk behind your behemoth? Because we mother shuch. Those things that are normal and you should be expecting the behemoth to do them, but then the behemoth has a right of way to do them. And those things that are mishunah, the behemoth doesn't have a right of way to do them, we still don't have to worry about them because it's beches kashimur. You don't have to expect them to happen. That's all in the world of palgan is kaknosa. But lemaisa, you have those two sides of the coin. When something is normal, you have a chiyuv. When something is normal, it's no longer b'cheska shimu. You have to worry about it happening. But on the other hand, there's a pur b'shus rabim, because if it's normal, the behemah has a right to do it. And when something is mishuneh, so on the one hand, the behemah loses the right to do it, but on the other hand, you are still potter because you could, or only chatzinezek, because you could rely now on the cheska shimu that a davar mishuneh is b'cheska shimu. That's in the world of Pagdan Iska Knosso. In the world of Pagdan Iska Mimayna, just because something is Mishunah, that does not make it Becheska Shimur. You have to expect that the animal might do Dwarim Mishunim as well. And therefore, Pagdan Iska is really Mimayna, and you should be Chayim Nezik Shalom for Dwarim Mishunim. Because the Torah, so therefore, Karen, according to this, so Karen is, since Karen is, even though it's Mishunah, but it's not b'cheska shimur, and you're chayiv. You should be chayiv nezik shalom. Chas rachmano. Well, if it's not, if according to the ma'adam apalgin this gemamoyno, it's not mishuna. So why doesn't the behemah have a right to do it? If negicha is not mishuna, so why doesn't the behemah have a right to do it? So should go into the behemah's right of way. So why is it not like shen v'rego? The answer is, he never said it's not Mishunah. The Madam of Palganis Kimamayna agrees that Karen is Mishunah to a certain, is Mishunah in that the behemoth doesn't have a right to walk around goring other animals, Bishasaram. It's still Mishunah in the sense that the behemoth doesn't have a right to do it. It doesn't go into what the behemoth is Rishus to do. The Madam of Palganis Kimamayna just holds, just because that there's no Cheska Shimur for Dvorim Mishunah. Goring is Mishunah enough that the behemoth doesn't have a right of way to do it. When we say behemoth, you can walk around unaccompanied with Shusharabim, we mean you can walk around and eat and walk and shugam, but you can't be Minageach. That's Mishunah. That the behemoth doesn't have a right of way to do it. And everybody agrees to. The machlokes is, by Negicha, the Mandam of Palganiska Knosa thinks, well, since it's Mishunah, we don't even have to expect it to happen, so it really should be potter, just a knas. It's Mishunah enough that the behemoth doesn't have Rishus to do it. But that doesn't mean that the Baal don't have to worry about it happening. It could still happen. It does happen. These things happen. And therefore, it's Lav Becheska Shimur Kaimur. And the Baal have to worry about it, and they have to watch it, and they have a Chiv moment if it happens. Tais is a Mechadish. That what about something that's so mishunah that it's becheska shimur, even the Ma'adam of Palganis Kimamay. Taisha is learning up Pshat Nagamart as well, that there are things that are so mishunah that they're becheska shimur, even the Ma'adam of Palganis Kimamay. Kalvot Ochel Imra is such a freaky thing that even the Ma'adam of Palganis Kimamay would agree that it's really becheska shimur kaimah. And if we can't do a chayiv imamim, and knas, he doesn't have a knas. The man of Mepadim's gemayim, the Torah never gave a knas. So if according to him, something which really is becheska shimur, that will be potter lugan. So Mela, so my shmela is like this. No, it's this degrees. Karen is mishunah. I don't want to use the word mishunah ksas because we've already used that for kishkushesayer. But Karen is normally Mishunah. It's a normal Mishunah. It's like a traffic accident. It's Mishunah, but it happens. You read about it in the papers. But Kal B'Doch Halimra, that's like, you know, man bites dog. That's Mamish freak. So the Machlekes, the Palganiska Knosso, the Palganiska Moina, is by normal Mishunah. So normal Mishunah, that's a Machlekes. Is it Becheska Shimur? Is it not Becheska Shimur? Hakol Moina, the behemoth doesn't have a right to do it. The behemoth doesn't have rishus to do it. That's why it's Karen and it's not Regal. The difference between Regal and Karen is that Regal are things that are so normal the behemoth has rishus to do them. So a behemoth has rishus to eat, has rishus to eat Paris. So that's Regal, that's Shema Regal. The behemoth doesn't have rishus to eat Ksus for Kalim. That's Mishunah. It's normal Mishunah. It's like Karen. It's normal Mishunah. That's something the behemoth does not have rishus to do. So it goes under the heading of Karen. It's Chatzinezek. That's the Mishnah of Ksus for Kalim. But we have machlokes. Palganis kemoyin, palganis keknosa. The Madam Omer palganis keknosa holds that things that are mishuna, even if it's just normal mishuna, they're already becheska shimur. And the man of a palganiskim in Maina holds normal mashuna, things that are normal mashuna, typical mashuna, those things are not becheska shimur. And therefore, palganiskim in Maina, because really you should be worried about them. Just chas rachmana, because it's fun to a little bit mashuna, but basically it's becheska shimur, you should be worried about. Says the Gemara, what about kal v'dochalim? So Tosh has read the Gemara. So how do we read the words of the Gemara? The Gemara says, now that you say pal v'niska kosa, so hi kal v'dochalim or mishunu, v'lo magbini, but Tosh has read the Gemara for some reason, that the Gemara means, the mandam or pal v'niska m'mayna, a thing like that, which is even more mishunu than Karen. So if pal v'niska kosa, so what do I care? A thing like that is la b'cheska shimur. So the mandam or pal v'niska kosa, who cares that it's so freakish that it's not b'cheska shimur? Every Karen is not b'cheska shimur. But Torah gave you a knas, keiched delinteret. So this is no different. But the man that repal geniskim emayna, the reason why Karen is chayiv is because it's lab beches kashimur. It's only a normal mishun. It's lab beches kashimur. That's what Torah said you have to pay for it, mamon, not even knas, mamon. But there are things that even he agrees that are beches kashimur. Something which is beches kashimur, the kuliyam, like halvadoch halimra. So the man that repal geniskim emayna, mecheta is to make a knas. And that in the Kuddis and Achaikis with the Manam of Palganiska Knos and Palganiska Mamayna, they both agree that the difference in Regel and Karen is that Regel is Urchei and Karen is Mishuna. Meaning, Regel is the things that the Behemah has Rishus to do, because it's Urchei, it's part of the Halicha, what the Behemah has Rishus to do in Rishus Rabin. And Karen is Mishuna, it's what the Behemah therefore does not have Rishus to do in Rishus Rabin. And everybody agrees to. The Machaikis is things that are Mishuna. Normally Mishuna, Karen like Mishuna. Are they b'ches kashimur? Are they not b'ches kashimur? If they're b'ches kashimur, then Chatzin Ezek must be a knas. If they're not b'ches kashimur, then Chatzin Ezek becomes memayna. But things that are l'kul yama b'ches kashimur, like kal b'doch halimro, so then it'll be fakir. L'mandem apal ganiske knas, so it also have a knas. L'mandem apal ganiske memayna, so then there is no knas, so it's part of l'gam. Yeah. We had a problem way back when we first started talking about the Rashba, the man da'am of palganiskim amayna, so why do you have to walk behind your behemah b'shus rabim? The argument is because then it was over v'elach. But the man da'am of palganiskim amayna, stam shvarim and not b'ches kashimur, why do you have to walk around your behemah preventing it from being menegech? You have to be oichiz b'karna. The argument is because then it b'karna, the man da'am of palganiskim amayna, and it was especially acute in the Rashba. The Rashi learns that's what the Gemara means. The Chizan of Bekarna V'Elach means that it's Bechetz, and the Gemara answers that High Lavuche, the Rashi says it means, well, you don't have to hold on to the Kanayim, Lechiv also Torah Bekach, but the reason why you don't have to hold on to the Kanayim is because it's Bechetz Kashimur. That's nice if you hold Palgan as a Knosser, but if you hold Palgan as a Kimimimimimim, then it's not Bechetz Kashimur. So then you ought to have to walk behind the Behem and hold on to the Kanayim. So that we never solved. There was a time when I had a solution with it. Now the way everything's worked out now, it still works. I don't want to go through all the chesmonis again. But lemaisa, that's still a problem. In the notes, I wrote it up more carefully. Read the notes. Time I wanted to say that just because you don't have to hold on to the zonav, you still have to hold on to the karen. I said, why the mercy of yechazen of the karen of yehelech? The Gemara knew palganiska knosa, so it knew you don't have to hold on to the karen. Because it knew the palganiska knosa. But the man of palganiska moed, you really do have to hold on to the karen. It doesn't work now, because doesn't work anymore. Because then the Gemara would have no hachra on the shayla of kishkish yisera. The Gemara is machriya the shayla of kishkish yisera because it's a given you never have to walk behind the behem and hold on to anything. So, and we know that it's not b'ches kashimur from kishkish yisera. So al-kochach it must be that Ezra's just to do it. So that only makes sense. That's how we learned the Rashba. That's how the Gemara is machriya the shayla of kishkish yisera. That means the Gemara is taking for granted you never have to walk behind the behem. It's not true. You do have to walk behind the behemoth. You have to walk behind the behemoth to prevent it from this gay Karen. So I think the answer has to be that in Echanan, l'mandam apalganiskim emayna, you do have to walk behind the behemoth. And b'ha gufa nechalku. That's gufa the nekudus ha-machlekes between palganiska knosa and palganiskim emayna. The mandam apalganiska knosa held that you don't have to walk behind the behemoth. That was poshetim, l'chivos ha-tarabakach. So why, but what about Karen? Why do you have to walk behind the behemoth to guard it from Karen? Must be that b'ches kashimur kaima. That's how we knew b'ches kashimur kaima, because you don't have to walk behind the behemoth, so why do you have to worry about Karen? Akoch b'ches kashimur kaima. The mando omer, palganiskim amayna, Tavka thinks you do have to walk behind the behemoth. And therefore, that's why you're chayiv and therefore Stam Shvarim could be lav b'cheska shir mekayim. There's a nechinami. This sugya is going l'man d'mer palgan eskiknasa, which is the halacha. And that's why this sugya takes for granted that you don't have to walk behind the behemoth, because that's goof for them, the svara of the man d'mer palgan eskiknasa. That the Torah is mechayiv chatzin nezik, it can't be because you're really chayiv mammon of chatzin nezik. That would mean you have to walk behind the behemoth. He doesn't think you ever have to walk behind the behemoth. That's how he knew the palgan eskiknasa. Okay, fine. I think that's enough. So, okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll go on to Shkibah Masa. Alright, so the problem is I still have my Vernon house.
My wife
really
wanted to
have
to. Once my daughter goes home, then we'll start the.
Good job.